The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Someone asked on Twitch during the break about the COVID, if you were to get to the conference finals or whatever, have the COVID. Well, what you have to do to get into the bubble in Indianapolis is you have to have 7 consecutive days where you test negative. So anybody, especially after today, if you have a positive test, your NCAA futures are in real danger.
That's why I kind of like what UH did, what Baylor did. The whole team got it. That's why I asked, do you agree when you're in economy plus or first class where you can recline a lot more and the people have more space? No, that's perfectly fine if you're in first class. There's plenty of room, yeah.
If I'm in first class and the person in front of me reclines, it doesn't even touch my legs.
Yeah, you don't even notice it. Now, I will still look back and ask if I'm going to do it, even though they got plenty of room.
I don't. It's just because I already know.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not the nicest guy either.
You don't need to recline in first class.
I don't either.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN number 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, and if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you miss. A little serious sportsy stuff, but then a little fun. It's a Friday. A little college basketball talk in there as well. I'm sure AJ will have a little more of that as we move forward. Astrag, here's the rub, Fred. Woman with erect nipples asks if she can recline her seat in front of you. What say you?
I can't see him. She's in front of me. What good do her erect nipples do?
Yeah, maybe if I'm walking back from the bathroom and I notice him and then she asks if it's okay to recline, I might, I don't know.
You'd offer her to sit next to you and recline.
Okay.
If she was going to recline on me without the chair, we could have a discussion too, but that's a different. I think you get in trouble for that. I don't know. Hey, I have some bad news for Astro fans, and I need you to pick up your game. Did you see that MLB did a thing on who drinks the most at their games?
Okay.
And they gave average drinks per game. And
it's your cousin from Boston.
Boston, not as high up as you would think. Number one on the list, 4.2 drinks per game, which I got to tell you, I think is a little low.
Philly?
No. Philly, as a matter of fact, and this is just baseball fans, right? Number one on the list is Chicago White Sox.
Oh, okay.
Makes some sense, right?
I went to a game at a White Sox game when I was in Chicago, and I crushed many, many, many beers. They've got a bunch of beer bars.
Did you do more than 4.2?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. $46 is the average they spend on alcohol. This one surprises me. Number two, the Atlanta Braves. 4 drinks a game.
That does surprise me a little.
The next two don't, because really any Midwest, like, I'm surprised Milwaukee isn't way up here. Cincinnati Reds, number 3, and Cleveland, number 4.
Okay.
Those make perfect sense to me.
Detroit, I would think, would be up there.
Detroit is, like 10th, I think.
What about Milwaukee?
That's the one that surprised me. Milwaukee is right behind Detroit at 3.5.
What about Colorado, Denver?
See, I think they're getting high.
Oh, maybe.
Let's see where the Rockies are. The Rockies are tops. So, Chicago, White Sox 1, Braves 2, Reds 3, Cleveland 4, Padres 5.
All right.
I guess. Rockies 6, Nationals 7, Orioles 8, Tigers 9, Brewers 10, Twins 11, which, again, Midwest, you'd expect that. Mets 12, Diamondbacks 13, Cubs 14. That feels low to me.
Yeah.
Royals 15, Marlins 16. Guess who we haven't even begun to get to, and the Marlins are 16th. People have 3.3 drinks and spend $31. Now, let's keep in mind there's only 8 fans, so I think that skewers the average. After the Marlins, the Boston Red Sox.
Boston.
3.2. Yankees, 3.1.
I've also been to games at Yankee Stadium, and if you can afford more than 3.1 beers per inning or per game, then you're
rich.
You're doing well.
Then the Pirates at 3.0, the Jays at 3.0.
Pittsburgh seems like a place where they'd be pounding them. Right?
I would think both Pittsburgh and Toronto would be higher because Canadians, they love their beer and they drink a lot. But only 3 per game. Mariners, 2.9. Rays, 2.9.
Imagine going to a Rays game, how much you'd have to drink to get there.
Yeah, to me, I'd have to drink 2.9 per inning just to go through a Rays game. Here's where I'm a little disappointed. Astros, not only worse than the Rangers, who are tied with the Rays at 2.9,
damn,
but 2.8 per game.
Where does that rank them?
There's only 6 teams in baseball lower than the Houston Astros.
Shame.
Now, here's part of the problem. I think this goes to show how much the drinks cost there, because for 2.8 per game, you're spending $37. For 2.9 with the Rangers, you're spending $22.
Okay.
So I'm going to say maybe that's a little bit of the problem, but Astros fan, what the bloody hell?
Hey, man, f*** that.
You also have an entire bar dedicated solely to Carbach and an entire bar dedicated solely to St. Arnold.
I'll be honest. You know, the teams that I would think would have the higher numbers are teams that have lower attendance. Because often what will prevent me from going and getting another drink is a line.
It's crowded, yeah. But here's the teams worse than the Astros. Well, tied with the Astros, Angels and Cardinals. And part of the problem with the Angels, same thing as with the Astros. 2.8 per game, $49 is what you spend at an Angels game. And you think, you know, you pretty much have to be drunk to be in an Angels game. The bottom four, not really a surprise because, I mean, their fans are all, I mean, Dodgers fans are the worst, right? They're not likable. They're at 2.7. Giants, 2.7. A's, 2.5. Dead last Philly fan.
That's surprising.
I don't buy
that.
Because
Josh left Philly.
Well, no, I just don't buy that. I think Philly fan would be... And a friend of mine tells me in Milwaukee, everyone tailgates in the parking lot before the game. They're already loaded.
They do that in Kansas City, too.
Okay, so, but see, Kansas City's still way up there. Well, so is Milwaukee, but, so I just got to say, Astros fan, you guys have to raise your damn game. Now, in the old days, I think a bunch of you would go over to Lucky's or Home Plate, all these places that no longer exist. And get greased up there, and then maybe only spend a little bit because I know the beer is pretty expensive there. It's like $9 for a decent beer there, right?
Yeah.
So I get that, but
Philly last is a big surprise to me.
Yeah, and Greg says Philly fans drink a ton in the parking lot too. Maybe that's it
because they're cheap.
Yeah,
maybe that's the move.
So you mentioned the Cubs. I think the Cubs, though, there's so many places around there to drink before the game. Maybe that's what the impact is. And I'm trying to be scientific in my approach as to why certain places suck more than others in terms of spending money there. But being behind the Rangers bothers me, Astro fan. Just because the drinks are a little more expensive doesn't mean we can't get that number up from 2.8, okay? So I know it's going to be a limited group.
Work hard, guys.
Yeah. Now, don't drink and drive or get yourself arrested or anything like that. Uber or, you know, get a designated driver. That's fine. And you just drink and you know what? You drink for the designated driver, right? Because at 2.8, if you've got a designated driver who's not able to drink, you're going to have to drink their 3, right? Their 2.8. So maybe you're just going to have to take one for the team here. So anyway, I found that interesting. Aaron sent me that the other day, and we just hadn't got around to it. But, yeah. And so he says, because people in Houston pop pills and sneak liquor into games while they're not going to waste money on cheap ass beer. I do have a lot of friends who sneak alcohol into Astros games.
Do you?
Yes, I know several.
All right. I may need to look into that. Not that I recommend it.
And somebody asked, does the size of the beer play a factor? Because at Minute Maid, you can get a 24-ounce can, so maybe two of those is a lot of what all people need. Fair. And, you know, maybe that's why it's $37, because I know those things cost a lot. I would probably have a little more than that. They also shut it off in the seventh inning, right?
Yep. Although I think that's MLB
policy.
Is that
MLB? Yeah. It's probably smart.
Because I was at a game that I think went to like 12 or 13 innings, and we went to the bathroom in the 11th, and they said, oh, we shut everything down in the 7th, and I was like, well, they're still playing. I'm like, oh, well, MLB policy says we have to shut down in the 7th. So I think the actual walkers are allowed to go and finish out their bucket, but the actual stands are supposed to shut down.
Well, that's where I would be going across the street to watch the end of the game at the bar. Because if I can't drink for 5 innings, that's a problem.
I mean, yeah. The good walkers have the tall boys of Carbox. So if you find one that still has some in the 8th or 9th, you're pretty good.
You know what's cool? We're actually talking about stuff like this in the stadium and drinking beer in the stadium again. Because fans are going to be able to go back. Not full capacity yet. But guess what? That just means the few of you who go, you got to raise your beer game. Do this for Houston. You can do it, guys. I have faith in every one of you. Reach deep down inside yourselves and drink yourself silly. For America, for Houston, Texas, let's get up to number one.
We can.
Or let's just get some new windows. I don't know. Whatever works best.
At least let's get out of the bottom third of the league.
We can do this, man.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding, and now I'm telling you from personal experience, because I've got Allstate Windows at my house, and it was such a great process. They came out, they showed me the windows, showed me the product. My wife basically custom designed how she wanted the windows to look, and they sent them off. They measured our windows, sent them off. 2 weeks later, they came back, installed the windows, quick, easy. The cleanup was perfect. You would have never known they were there if you didn't have these new badass windows. And on top of that, saved a lot of money on my electric bill. And my house is now much more energy efficient, which is exciting for me. My wife is happy because the house just looks better. So it's just a win-win. They've got 25% off all window packages right now. You can get an extra discount if you were military or a first responder, or if you pay all in cash. Either way, you need to check them out. It's the kind of company you want to do business with. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Windows and Siding.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, yeah, UH up 17-14 here early against Tulane.
I just said it on the Twitch. Oklahoma State up 5 at halftime on the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, did you wind up betting Okie State there?
I did not.
Because that's another game you guys talked about yesterday.
Yeah, they went off at +9. It was one of the last cuts from my card. But
well, and you know what? Last week when they played them really close the whole game and then wound up not covering at the end.
Yeah.
Against Baylor. So, because I almost bet them that day. And I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm gonna sit back and watch and see how it goes, and it wouldn't have gone well.
Baylor came off a scare yesterday too, right?
Yeah, played pretty close one yesterday. Yeah, Baylor's not going into the tournament at their strongest. Certainly.
I mean, are they sandbagging or is it tired because they've been literally running people out of the gym all season?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't think they'd be down 5 at halftime on purpose. Of course, Gonzaga was down at halftime the other night against BYU. And then they came back and beat BYU by double digits. And that's the thing. Gonzaga's won every game but one this year by double digits. That's I just think they're a cut above everybody else. And I think Baylor's good. I just don't think they're as good as Gonzaga.
Well, there's a reason why one of them's number one and one of them's number two.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's been saying like they were in the top tier, and then everybody chasing them.
I think since they've come back from the COVID break, I don't think Baylor's looked nearly as invincible.
They've not.
And I mean, Gonzaga's been solid all season. I mean, they really haven't done anything to make you think that they're not the best team in the country, other than, you know, I mean, once you get the tournament and the level of competition goes up, you never know if you're going to have a bad game and some team goes nuts, but that's what it's going to take, right?
Yeah.
Baylor's still a live favorite on my bookie.
I mean, as they should be, and they'll probably win the game, but still there's concerns.
And Gotta Grind says, I have no faith in Gonzaga winning. They always drop the ball. I think this is a very different Gonzaga team.
It's a
team.
Different team.
And last year's was different. You just didn't get to see it in the tournament.
I would have picked Gonzaga to win the tournament last year, too. And this year, they're even better than they were last year. So,
yeah, well, it'll be interesting. We'll see. We'll have all the pertinent information on Monday. But I think they're going to be tough to beat, but you never know. There'll be one or two matchups where they're going to get pushed.
You remember earlier this week, I was saying the teams that you want to cheer against if you're a UH fan and you're looking for them to get a two seed instead of a three seed. One of them was Kansas, and they're out. So good news, they're out of there. But Oklahoma,
all they are is dust in the wind.
Oklahoma State and Texas are the other two Big 12 teams that pose a potential threat to UH's seeding. So generally what you're hoping if you're a UH fan is that Baylor wins the Big 12. And then the one other team that you're kind of cheering against is probably Arkansas. You'd like to see Arkansas get out of there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much stock they put in it, because it definitely varies year to year how much stock they put in the conference tournaments.
Yeah.
Like one year they'll make them really important. The next year they're like, nope, don't care. So I never know year to year which direction it's going to go. So it may not matter at this point. They may already be where they're going to be. So,
well, no, they lose to Tulane. They're changing.
They're not losing to Tulane. Stop.
They lost to East Carolina.
Yeah, they're not losing to Tulane. You don't speak ill of the dead.
All right. Just saying. The crazier things have happened.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody says, well, the thing about KU is they didn't lose.
Well, they did, but they didn't win.
Yeah, they.
So for their seeding purposes, that's a loss, because for KU to be a two seed, they were going to have to win the Big 12, and they didn't. Hell, we don't even know if they're going to play.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I want to root against teams being able to play, but if we can get two or three potential two seeds to not be able to be in the tournament, I'm okay for that.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm not worried about, oh, well, I want all the best teams in it. No, I want you to get as far as it can. So I don't want to have to play Gonzaga or Baylor until the very end, if at all possible. I'm probably going to lose in the second round anyway, but that happens. So one of the things that I'm always baffled by, like, okay, granted, I like aliens. I'm into aliens and things like that. I think they're probably out there.
Sexualize them.
I've probably gotten stoned with them and just don't remember. I don't buy the Bigfoot stuff, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen there's like Bigfoot sightings in California and in the Florida panhandle? When did we get to Florida?
Well, okay. What you have to remember, what's also in the Florida panhandle is methamphetamines. So that's what you always.
But I
take
just,
everything with a grain of bath salts when you're talking about Florida.
Fair enough. But I always thought Bigfoot was Washington, right? They're the ones.
Washington, Oregon, the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And even like
Colorado.
Vancouver.
Yeah, it's got. Well, yeah, but that guy's a hoozer. And he's probably more of a Yeti than a Bigfoot, which I'm guessing Yeti is just the white guy version, right? That's what Yeti is. I'm not talking about the cooler. I'm talking about the big white ones. But now that they're in Florida, I'm kind of like, okay, are they migrating south? Is there another ice age coming? Is that what this is?
I don't know.
Or are people just more stoned than ever before? I think that's what I'm going
to... That's probably what it is. I mean, especially, well, in Florida, I wouldn't... When you say stoned, I assume you mean weed. That's not...
Nah, no, in this case, they're probably methed out, yeah. Right? So, this is probably not a film you were a fan of because it came out in 99. It's kind of in your wheelhouse, but not your genre. Galaxy Quest. Did you ever see that?
I've definitely not seen it.
Tim Allen movie. It's a spoof of Star Trek, which I know you don't like. Aaron's seen it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Funny, I think it's hilarious.
Funny movie. I like it. I will watch it anytime it comes on. It's one of those that makes me laugh still. But it had like Alan Rickman played the Spock guy with this goofy thing on his head. Well, here's something I'm not happy to hear. They are talking about doing a revival of Galaxy Quest. When does this work? I mean, we just saw coming number two America be a disaster. And now it's tainted how I feel about the original.
Has anyone said that that's a good movie?
I haven't seen a single
person. I saw one guy who said it was nostalgic. Like, he felt good watching it because it was nostalgic. But he didn't say it was a good movie.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from someone who thought it was a good movie and why, just out of curiosity. But, yeah, they said they were in the middle of reviving it when Alan Rickman died. There was another script. And they said the movie was so witty, and when they released it, they cut out a lot of the wittiest scenes because they wanted to put it out as a children's movie at Christmas. I think that was disappointing for everybody. So they decided not to let them have the second one. However, about 4 years ago, they started to develop a series. And then they lost Alan Rickman, so it was put in mothballs. But now I think they're finally reviving it.
All right, all right, all right.
Galaxy.
Will you watch this, Aaron?
I might.
It'll be like coming to... I'll give it a chance. But I'm not going to be too invested in it. I will eject early if it sucks. But it had Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, who I still think is hot.
Oh, I never thought Sigourney Weaver was hot.
If you saw her in this with the alien boobs, yes. Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver.
I've seen Alan Alien Rickman, movies with her.
Tony. No. She wasn't great in the other Aliens.
No, she looked good in this compared to all of her other movies.
Tony Shalhoub was in it, better known as Monk. Sam Rockwell, who had like the 19-year-old girlfriend at one point. And Daryl Mitchell. That was your staff. Of course, you're going to have to replace Rickman.
That was one of Justin Long's earliest parts, too.
Yeah, who did he play in that?
He was the nerdy teenage kid who...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who believed that the show was real, and he met him at a Comic-Con convention and was like, dude, it's just a TV show. Turned out to be real.
Yeah. So... Yeah. Anyway, I don't really...
You don't have high hopes.
No. Somebody said John Clay Wolf said it was great.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
I have a feeling John Clay Wolf may have been playing a sarcasm card there.
Yeah. Sounds like a little bit.
Guys, I got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. You want to get out and grill this weekend, but you have a crappy old grill. Maybe you got one of those that has like, it's got two wheels and you just lift it up and cart it where you want it to go. You can upgrade. Texas Star Grill Shop has all the best brands. Traeger. They've got, you know, the Kamado Joe. They've got... they've got the Pits and Spits, which is what I ended up with, Saber, the infrared. They've got all these great brands, and you might be saying, well, I don't know which one. How do I choose? Well, they're going to help you choose. That's the great thing about them. You walk in there, they're going to hand you a beer, which is, listen, you want to win me over. That's a good start. And then they're going to talk through, like, how often do you cook? How easy do you want it to be? And they're going to find the grill that fits your needs. That's what they did with me. I'm telling you from experience. So they've got four locations now in the Houston area. All the great brands. Check them out at one of those or check them out online. TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Back to your groupie, see the all my kids in a two-seat. Swagged out, familiar, we bringing them.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And since we're doing studies, the angriest sports fans on Twitter by sport.
Okay.
So
I feel like baseball is number one.
Baseball's number three.
Really?
26%.
Oh.
Basically, they conducted a study in which they took data and analyzed social reactions to each sport to find out which group of fans interact with the most anger.
Do they separate college and NFL?
They do.
Because college football fans are... They're a weird bunch.
Yeah, they didn't make the list. Now keep in mind this is international because it's Twitter.
Oh, okay. Oh, soccer.
Soccer's number 2.
Ooh.
So soccer 2, baseball 3, NFL 4.
Who's number 1?
Boxing is 5.
Okay.
That makes some sense. Somehow they've got Formula 1, ice hockey, and darts all tied at 6.
Pro wrestling is number 1.
No. Oh. Cycling 7, rugby and NBA 8. Tennis 9, cricket is 10. Can you guess number 1?
Tennis.
Thank you for completely not paying attention when I just said tennis is number 9.
Golf.
Golf is number 1 and it's not close.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me. I don't know anybody who like gets that worked up about golf.
All it takes is one person to move a ball or cheat or something like that and or, you know, Tiger crashes a car, and Twitter goes nuts.
Huh.
Golf people get very angry. But, yeah, 42% of the tweets are angry when it comes to golf. And soccer's 28%.
I would have, once you said it was worldwide, I guess I would have just thought soccer was number one by a mile.
Well, yeah, because whenever we talk sports worldwide, it's always soccer.
Yeah.
And it's not close, but when it comes to being angry about it, it's golf.
Hmm. Well, could have fooled me.
I did.
You did fool me, yeah. Actually. Yeah. Now that I think about it, you fooled me. yeah, that's surprising. I don't know. Even Granado, I don't think he gets that worked up about golf.
And Echo Adam brings up a good point. Golf people are snitches. Yeah, they do get on there. They'll get on Twitter and they'll basically say, oh, this guy moved his ball or all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, they're golf fan is weird.
If Tulane beats UH, will you rage out on Twitter tonight?
No.
You just don't care that much?
No, they're not gonna beat UH. Dude, for somebody who bets on college basketball and knows the sport as well as you do, the fact that you pay any attention to what happens in the first 10 minutes of a game is kind of surprising.
I'm a sucker.
Mm, yeah.
That looked pretty flagrant to me.
But Warren says, my dad has been on a lot of fights on a golf course.
Yeah. I get like people get like when you're playing with each other, maybe you're angry, but. Well.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I need to see. I don't really pay attention to golf Twitter.
I don't either. Well, I'll ask Granado about it. He probably knows.
Granado will know everything when it comes to golf. He is a golf genius.
Granado has like a fantasy team and all kinds of stuff.
He has a fantasy golf team?
Yeah. Mm. I heard him talking about it.
All right. I just found that.
I mean, I guess we kind of did a fantasy golf team.
Well, whenever there were majors and this got killed by the COVID, just like everything else, but we would all pick golfers and put up $10 and we kind of rotated on every major somebody different won, so we basically just passed the money around. But it was kind of fun. It gave us something to talk about. And I think that, you know, that because everybody wanted us to talk about the Masters, I'm like, oh, we don't give a rat's ass about the Masters. So let's have a, you know, let's have a financial interest. I have a, as a parent, I have a story for you. I want to get your opinion as a parent. Let's say you actually live for a while.
Okay.
And your kid gets to be 41 years old. He trains as a lawyer, goes to Oxford, and basically you're paying for his home, and you give him a weekly allowance.
Okay.
And you decide, you know what, maybe you need to pay for your own way here. You're 41 years
old. Yeah, it happens.
What do you do when your kid sues you?
Oh.
Apparently, for 20 years, his parents let him live rent-free in a million-dollar flat that they own near Hyde Park in London. They also helped to cover bills and other things.
Is he Arthur?
Kind of, right? But they want to slash their support.
Oh, right. I'm having a great time here. Have some of my mates over.
But it's turned into a legal battle. These long-suffering parents have their own view of what is suitable provision for their difficult, demanding, and pertinacious son. He practiced at top law firms, but has been unemployed since 2011. A case against his parents claiming maintenance was rejected last year by a top family court judge, but it's gone to the Court of Appeal.
This is why you shouldn't spoil your kids.
You know what, though? I have to say, sometimes appearance, you take one look at a guy and you think, this is a spoiled little bleep. That is a spoiled little bleep.
Yeah.
I mean, one look. If you really worked at top law firms, how have you been out of work since 2011?
Because you're lazy.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure if I had $1 million flat in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
And my parents were sending me money, I probably wouldn't be working too hard to get a job. So, yeah, you know what? I don't think public defense is for me. Yeah, I think I'm just going to glom off the parents. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Northeast said, do you guys see hashtag ESPN stinks is trending because they won't allow employees on the McAfee show? Is that true?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Well, I mean, it's not shocking that they wouldn't let a media company wouldn't let, like, they, guess what? ESPN personalities can't go on Fox Sports either. That's just,
it's weird though. Like, it's funny because there's a couple of Fox affiliates that I do stuff with, and they always say KFNC in Houston. They won't let them say ESPN. They say host of the Blitz on KFNC in Houston.
Really?
Yeah. And, I mean, there have been a couple. They don't care. They'll just do it.
Yeah.
I think it kind of comes down to how much Fox has an influence over their station.
Yeah.
But somebody says, sounds like Cal McNair. You know what?
Kind of looks like Cal.
He kind of looks like a...
He looks like a young Cal.
He looks like a young Cal without a mustache and slightly better tan. So...
He also kind of looks like Flounder from Animal House.
Little bit. Well, Cal, I'm not going to say he doesn't look like Flounder from Animal House. I am Flounder. From, I forget. Can you speed up the words for me? So yeah, McAfee small market. You think that big mothership of sports wouldn't be intimidated by a little show? It's not intimidated. It's just,
you know, it's not a little show anymore.
No, yeah, it's way beyond that. And yeah.
Yeah. But what, Pat McAfee has 2 million followers on Twitter.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. His show's not just a little show.
And I guess I said up until today, they were allowed to be on Schefter.
Okay,
and
okay, so they made a change.
Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean,
although it is kind of weird because I think not this past year because everything was kind of shut down, but the year before he was still doing hits during College Game Day because he had showed up when they were at Baylor and he'd showed up a couple other places. So
then if
I don't know if when he got his syndicated radio show deal, they told him to kick rocks, but he had at least been doing stuff for College Game Day at one point.
Well, I mean, maybe there was some kind of contract dispute, and they just said, "I, you know what? We're not allowing our guys on there." That's I don't really see that as a story. I mean, ESPN does stuff like that all the time. And yeah, you've right or wrong, they will protect their brand the way they want to protect their brand. And whether I agree with it or not, it's kind of immaterial. I mean, that's their choice. So yeah, I don't really see the big deal there. So
I mean, they pay the guys like Schefter and Woj and Jeff Pass and really good money to break stories on their network for a reason.
Yep.
And they don't need the exposure elsewhere. I mean, ESPN is the exposure. That's why you see so many guys leave ESPN that you think will do well on their own, and unless they go to Fox Sports, they don't. So yeah, I get it. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, some breaking news for you who likes for AJ. For a guy who considers himself a pop culture guy, but really it's just because he worships Kardashians.
I don't even know the Kardashians' names.
Uh-huh. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez have broken up and ended their engagement.
No! No! Okay. Well, that's a shame.
I figured that'd be important to you.
I wonder what caused it. Do you think it was philandering?
I don't know. I mean, the other night when I was hanging out with J-Lo and we were...
You guys talked about it?
Yeah.
She was having troubles.
Well, and you know, it really wasn't cheating because it was a threesome.
Oh.
But... No, I'm just kidding.
Was it a Fred sandwich?
You know.
A little Alex and J-Lo were the bread?
Some women like those falcon wings all over them. No, I have no idea. I just thought, you know what? You like that kind of stuff, so...
Well, that's thank you for the news.
Actually, I always kind of liked her. Him, I don't like. So, I think she'll be fine. I think she'll land on her feet.
She'll do okay.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. One segment to go. Wow. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. One last segment. You going to make it? You going to finish up the week strong here?
I'm going to finish up here, man.
All right, well, let's get a little stupid stuff. Let's see how that went.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. Is Russell Wilson coming off like a terribly snapped leg? Not that I know of, right?
When has Russell Wilson ever snapped anything except for Ciara?
Well, dude's on the field nonstop. Yeah. I'll pretend to be handy today when I put the battery in my motorcycle. I'll find some grease somewhere and rub it on my hand and walk in past my wife so she sees that grease on the back of my hand. She'll go, look at him. Look what he's doing. Manly stuff in the garage.
How much wine has she had then?
At least a bottle by then, I guess.
Yeah, for that response.
I hate when people say, don't kill snakes. They do this that's good. Well, you know what? A rat might do something good. It doesn't mean it won't kill it. Cockroach might do something good. I'll never know because I'll kill the bastard. There's some stuff, if you're around my house or, God forbid, in my house, you're dead. Like spiders. People are like, why would you kill spiders? I don't like spiders, all right? I got no use for them. They may do some good stuff, but if they were doing good stuff, they should have done it somewhere else. Not around my house, Bubba. Snakes, same thing. I'm not going to interview a snake. I'm not going to take the time to say, oh, what color are your stripes? No, if you're a snake and you have no legs or arms and you're just moving around on the ground with a body and a mouth, I'm going to shoot you or cut your head off. That's your choices, depending on what's most convenient for me at the time.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I don't know how the hell we got on. Oh. That was kind of out of nowhere.
Power.
I mean, now you're shaming Burger King chefs?
Well, they shame women.
People who work at Burger King aren't chefs. They're burger makers. You can be a chef and be a burger maker at the same time. Like, there can be a chef who makes burgers, but not all burger makers are chefs. I make burgers on the weekend sometimes. I'm not a chef.
I assume they have, like, an R&D team of actual chefs, like, in a corporate headquarters that try to cook up new ideas. Cook up.
Maybe they do.
See what you did. But aren't they at Burger King?
Eventually, when you die, I'm going to put your headphones on and just have you slouched over in that chair. I'm like, Fred, why are you wearing sunglasses indoors again? And you won't say anything, and I'll be like, oh, great. Fred's in one of those moods. And we'll see how long it takes people to figure out you're dead. Or until you start smelling, because then I'll have to have you move. I'll wheel you out. Actually, I won't, but an intern would wheel you out. Well, it's pretty sportsy. I mean, we've talked a lot about fixing stuff and...
Yeah, but that's manly stuff.
Oh, okay.
And manly men do sports. We only did we did like a segment on that. The rest was all...
Like, Charlie talks sports, and he's the manliest of us all.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. He drinks cider. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay, can I just say, you don't have to ask the snake his color. You know red and yellow kill a fella. Come on.
I don't care.
No, I mean, like, poisonous snakes...
Green is mean. Black is whack.
Oh, but no.
Red, you're dead. Guess what happened today?
What happened today?
Second Roni shot.
Nice. So you're done.
I'm bulletproof, baby.
You make me a copy of that card and I'll just change my name?
No.
No, you got to
go and earn it.
Yeah, you got to do it yourself, man.
Plus, the number on my card matches the microchip, so you need that. If they can't, they would know. They'd scan you and they'd know that it was a false card.
And that, yeah, because they got to be able to keep up with us now.
That's right.
Plus, apparently there's a kill switch in there, too.
Yeah. You get out of line.
Rumor has it that the government can just punch a button now and you'll die.
You'll explode.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff.
This week. That's true.
Yeah?
I wasn't just making that up. That you really can die. And the government can kill you.
It's science.
Yeah. That's my defense for everything. Now. It's science. So... Yeah, they're gonna throw the microchip and then just bzz, we're all dead. Oh boy! So you're not heading out till Monday, I assume. Baseball this week? No basketball
this
done.
Weekend. Basketball is over.
Okay, Aaron, you got anything fun planned?
It's my anniversary weekend, so spending time with my wife.
A little of that action,
hopefully.
Yeah.
How many years you guys been married now?
7.
You guys get to do? Do you get to do like butt stuff on your anniversary or
no?
No. Well,
that's. I mean, 7 years has gone so fast.
Does she do
my entire radio career?
Special mouth tricks or something on your anniversary?
No.
No, it's just plain old missionary again, huh?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
But...
All right. Well, what, you don't want to tell us your tricks?
No.
Okay.
Some of those I keep just in case I'm ever out, you know, needing them again in my life.
Okay. Are you gonna get her a gift?
I mean, technically, I already did.
What'd you get her?
She got a big combined gift for Christmas, her birthday, and anniversary of getting laser hair removal.
Oh.
And I got a really nice 1911 for Christmas and anniversary.
Nice. Did she get full body hair removal?
No.
Just select areas?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't have that much money.
Did you get to pick the areas?
No.
Oh, she picked?
Yeah.
She probably did her armpits then, huh?
Yep.
That sucks. I mean, that's cool. You don't want a chick with hairy arms.
No, but how often are you digging around in there?
Yeah.
You know?
You could just tell her, listen, I've got nothing to do with your armpits. Yeah, I never put my face in your armpits.
It saves money on waxing in the long term.
Well, yeah. Guess what else would save money on waxing in the long term? Just saying.
I mean, if your wife wanted to go to the beach with, like, full-on buckwheat under her arm, would you let her?
It's not my problem, but
I'm sure that a lot of girls from Oregon do that.
Yeah, my wife's from Oregon, bro. Yeah. I got a Pacific Northwest wife. She's about that hairy pit.
That's all about Chewbacca there.
Yeah,
or Bigfoot.
Yeah, whichever.
Yeah, whichever you prefer.
When she gets old, it turns into the Yeti.
Yeah, I guess once you go gray, that's what they say. Oh boy! All right. Well, I don't know what the hell I'm doing tomorrow. May go out and have a few drinks with some friends tomorrow afternoon, but watch some basketball. That's about it.
All right. That's a good way to spend your day these days.
And kind of glad that I missed the first race of that at Sam Houston.
Because you would have lost?
No, I'd have won, but it was the even money favorite that I picked, and he won, but I would have used him and one other horse to try to beat him, and I wouldn't have beat him. So I'm better off with the long shots that I might get in race four. How's that?
All right.
Well, I hope everybody has an awesome weekend, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in all week long and putting up with our nonsense. We just try to have a little fun in here. And we'll be back on, I will be back on Monday. Aaron will be back on Monday.
No, I'm off on Monday, too, for my anniversary.
You son of a bitch. You're both gone?
Terrible.
I'll be back on Tuesday, though.
Terrible.
I don't care. By then, I will be done with you. So I assume Tyler?
I believe so.
No, it'll probably be Trey, because Tyler's filling in for Michael Carroll, and I don't know when Michael Carroll's going to be back.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, we'll make it work. Jermaine Avery will be filling in for AJ. Told him to bone up on his college basketball. He better be ready to rock and roll on Monday. He's got to be AJ. So, basically bitch about losing a swag basketball bet. If he can do that, he can do the job.
I bet he can do that.
All right.
I might lose another swag basketball bet before the day is through.
Hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Until Monday, stay sportsy, bitches. It's
ESPN 97.5.